return to theft. But Jesus taught an entirely different way of thinking. In Matthew 7:12, he said, "Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you." This means more than just not stealing their stuff. It means intentionally looking for ways to help them. So what if today I take the initiative and I do something good for someone else and I leave their stuff alone? Jesus said I'll enjoy life more. That's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Hi, everybody. Our very persistent and monotonous forecast is going to start to change over the next few days. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will still be around, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high around 91 and tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, scattered hit or miss storms will be around here and there, but gradually in the afternoon and evening hours, we'll see fewer and fewer storms. High tomorrow and Sunday in the lower 90s, 30% chance of more storms on Sunday, but only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower when he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool. A crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had.
This is beginning to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet's what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie this itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it. Let me tighten up that sheet. Just. Hold still, I said. And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and it was creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, 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 vit. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that we really longed to hear, next! And then my mother would sit down.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was actually pretty well done. That guy has a future in radio. It's happy hour, just like that. 311 WACB. I'm your gracious host and storyteller, Greg Goodell, my tunneling psychic.
Joey
is here, too.
And here they are.
Jeffra, please clap.
Start with the bad news first.
Oh, Alan!
Is playing the work hard today.
Oh, come on!
I got the information kind of late, so I didn't want to invite somebody else at the last minute.
Right, right.
Maybe we'll have a drive-by guest or something later. I had a really tough time last night after I left this radio station. I was in a deep funk over that IG report and this bullshit. This hilarious claim that, well, there's no bias in the agency. No. Other than, you know, the FBI agent who called Ohio Trump voters retarded. You know, we got to stop him. You know, we can't have him in the White House. Other than, you know, there's no bias there. There's no bias there whatsoever.
The FBI agent who questioned Hillary for the email probe called her the president 4 months before she's elected. But again, there's no bias here. The FBI agent who declared, screw you, Trump. The other agent in that same instant message saying, you should know that I'm with her. And of course, her being the bright light of the political world, the great leader we just so foolishly failed to elect. I'm processing this. I listened to a good bit of Dan this afternoon.
He's hopeful.
Yeah. I mean, just government moves so slowly.
Because all the stuff you just talked about is in the report.
Yeah, it is. It's the body of the report. We didn't get that. I got to tell you, the president said glowing things about Christopher Wray today.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that's the source of your deep funk.
Well,
it was annoying what he did yesterday.
It really
was. I wish we hadn't have watched it at all.
I know. Here I think, this is going to be breaking story, right? Yeah, we're going to hear names and referred for indictment and all this. And I'm going to share some of the DB daily update. We've got to hit on this a little bit. Friday, we'd like to try and keep it light. I'll request Friday.
But, I mean, just sometimes. Sometimes you wish life could be like a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
At least have it nice and wrapped up in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the plot out there. Set up the drama and then get it done.
Right.
And that's not happening. Why are they calling him Peter Strzok? It's Stroke. That's his name. It's like, for whatever reason, Fox decided to rename Osama bin Laden Usama bin Laden.
At least there's a translation issue there.
I don't understand.
Man, they are two ugly people. The fact that we know them as lovebirds just makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
You know, maybe, my issue with her is that I would really not like to ever watch that woman eat corn on the cob with those Whopper choppers of hers.
Especially not Mexican market corn on the cob with that mayo on it.
She looks like...
I mean, it can be tasty, but I don't want to see her do it.
With those teeth, it looks like if she had a profile online, it would say, like building dams in my private time, you know?
Well, and then...
chewing down trees.
And then Peter Strzok, just what does an average honky look like? That's Peter Strzok.
Unidentified FBI employee. Trump supporters are all poor, middle-class, uneducated, lazy POS.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's us. We just dummies. We don't know. We don't know nothing. So, I'm learning about the system that people like Lois Lerner and these other clown asses belong to, the SES, the Super Executive Service or something. And I did hear somebody today say the president has the power to put out a memo and just summarily dismiss appointed employees who were part of the previous administration. That's part of the problem here. There are still too many Obama files that are still left in positions of influence. So you get rid of all of them. Shouldn't have trouble finding some competent people to take their place. I mean, you could put a department store mannequin in some of those jobs and get as much. The waste, the sheer waste in the government, these gigs that are, I think, part of the patronage system, as we used to call it in Chicago. Because Daley used to get into trouble from time to time because the newspapers would tail a city employee and find out they spent most of their day drinking or, you know, doing whatever, not working. And I think that's the case. I think at the federal level, a rather large percentage of those jobs are just nothing. Remember Laura Ingraham used to work for, I think, the Department of Education. And they had a big building And she said there were long corridors, a lot of it was empty, and there was nothing to do. And they were being paid a lot of money to do nothing.
Let's say nothing for a lot of something.
Yeah. I just got a note from 84. He says, that may be your best LAS, meaning lame-ass story.
That was really good. Like, you were in a rare moment there. Glad we were recording.
Yeah, that was...
Also, I'm remembering the story of when you first got your own place and you went out and bought a loaf of Velveeta and held it in your hands.
Well, you could do when you have your first apartment.
Yeah.
You can suddenly break all the rules that your mother enforced at the house.
Yeah.
And I did do that. And I did go out and I bought a... Well, Velveeta comes in a box and it's wrapped in this foil.
Sure.
And... we always had to peel back the foil and take the slice or whatever we wanted from the Velveeta and then...
rewrap it?
Of course, you can't rewrap it because the foil gets all screwy.
Right.
So you just try to shove it back in the box, get all the foil in with it, and then throw the lid over.
Of course.
But I always wanted to hold an entire brick.
It's still funny.
I'm not leading up to a scene from American Pie, by the way.
I know, it's still funny to me. It's like, I got my own place, so it's one of the first things I want to do. I want to
hold a loaf of Velveeta in my hand. In all its orange grandeur. What a spectacle that cheese was. You know, when you are in a, especially in the baby boom families, we ate well, but when bacon was made, we had like two or three strips and stuff, and it was nice to, I remember the first time I made a whole package of bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done that like this week. I ate 7 pieces of bacon.
Yeah. Stuff like that. When you get your first place, it's kind of cool. But then I did an unwise thing. I was making bacon. And I understand there's a sexual term that is similar to that. When I say I was making bacon, I was frying bacon.
Yes.
And I had a nice starter Teflon frying pan. I was frying the bacon very patiently because this is before microwaves. Or any of this. Have you ever tried the bacon that comes in the box and it's pre-cooked?
Yeah.
All you do is heat it for 30 seconds on a towel. It's like eating bookmarks.
Yeah, it's not as
very
good.
Thin. It's.
I mean, it passes because it's bacon.
If it's but you got to put like a whole box of it on a sandwich just to get the taste. If you're making a BLT, you got to use the whole thing.
We are on the same page, Captain.
Yeah. So I like to take the time. It's like they now make the one food that's always difficult to shortcut is French fries. Food outlet sells some type of French fry that comes in a box. You take the lid off and turn it upside down, and it becomes its own little cooking machine in the microwave. 4 minutes, you got French fries. They're okay. When you're in a hurry to have French fries, you can have them in 4 minutes. They're all right. But last night, I wanted to have some French fries with my grass-fed burger.
Oh, yeah.
And
grass-fed,
I decided
I like it.
I'm going to turn on the oven. I'm going to be patient and wait for it to heat to 400 degrees, and I'm going to bake the French fries the way you're supposed to.
Right.
And have it that way. So once in a while, you see, you know what? I don't have to be in that big of a hurry. So we'll cook the food and take the right amount of time to do it. This is certainly more interesting than Washington, isn't it?
Yes. Well, they make me sick. Now we have a fried little fryer at home.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do fries that way on occasion.
Well, the best way to make any french fry is in oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Cook it, you let it drip, and then it's nice and crispy on the outside. And yeah. We have some odds and ends this afternoon. I am trying to decide at the moment which is the most electrifying story of the day so we can do our bit for Mr. Electric. We'll get there eventually. This DB Daily update, though, I love the, I want to scroll down to the description. Mark Levin apparently went on a major rant last night. And, you know, he's funny because Mark Levin's got kind of a nasally, doesn't have a big voice, but he's brilliant. He's more about the brains than the voice. But when he goes off, just like I do, you can hear him pounding the table, you can hear him raise his voice. And the problem is he sounds like a smoke alarm when he gets too excited, but he's good. Yesterday, we had the spectacle of Christopher Ray prancing cockily up to the podium for his press conference, looking for all the world like a 17-year-old stud jock prancing into the principal's office, knowing that nothing was going to happen to him. Ray then proceeded to piss literally everyone on the planet off with an opening statement filled with meaningless platitudes, promises that he and his senior staff will learn their lessons from this report, and discussion about all the new training he's going to make every agent in the agency go through, including political bias training. He then spent the other half of his statement talking about how wonderful the FBI's rank and file is. Holy crap. That's from DB Daily Update, which is a blog I urge you to bookmark and read every day. Because the guy that does it boils it down, just like you heard there. And that's exactly what Christopher Ray looked like yesterday. The prick that you hated in high school. You know, well, I'm Mr. Golden Hair. You can't touch this kind of thing. All right, our first caller this afternoon is Crawdad.
Good afternoon. In honor of both you gentlemen, I'm going to take out an entire one-pound pack of bacon.
Yes.
And fry that joker up, because I do this every now and then. I get a hankering for BLTs, and I will do the whole thing and then put it in a little Tupperware and stick it in the refrigerator. That you can do the whole pack at one time that way and have bacon for 3 or 4 days anytime you want it.
Well, I do what I call Francis bacon.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Never mind.
Well, you teed it up there. Fun Size Jane.
Yeah.
His real first name is Francis. Said, because I was having them over for big-ass pancakes. Mm-hmm. And I always made bacon with the big-ass pancakes. And she said, here's what you do. Put a sheet on a cookie sheet, you know, aluminum foil, set the oven to 350 and bake it for 20, 25 minutes. And I've been doing it that way.
That's how I do it. Because I make a lot of bacon, and that's the way to create like 10 pieces I can eat at once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do with the drippings?
Dump them.
Yeah, you let it cool a little bit. And I mean, if you want to save them, you can find them. You know, just take the tinfoil up carefully and put it in a container. Or if you don't want them, you could let it cool, and then you just take the aluminum foil off.
Got to keep the drippings.
Well, I currently don't have a use for them. So until I know of something that makes great use out of bacon.
You're a Yankee anyway, so.
Yeah, just a touch of drippings when you're doing something in a skillet, it really is a big difference. But I'm going to do that today. You guys, you started talking about Velveeta. That's a food I will not eat anymore. You can have this entire box of queso blanco if you want it here, Greg. I looked at the ingredients on that stuff. I will not eat it anymore.
I never tell Mrs. Ritterbuttle not to buy something, but she picked up a cheese the other day. She says it's kind of salty. You ought to try it. The stuff was... It when I picked it off the counter, it felt like a small book wrapped in aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
It had zero moisture to it. It was just...
It was very dry cheese, yeah.
And so I broke off a small piece, and it was like, who scraped the bottom of somebody's feet for a week to get this?
See, I like that kind of cheese. I like aged, funky cheese. It's so aged. Oh, no, it's got a little crystals in it.
This one was too funky for this old man, I'll tell you.
Okay. Feta.
I don't
feta
know what
cheese.
No, feta's all kind of mild.
Feta's not bad.
Okay.
I've had that. I'll eat that if it's in a salad. But this was...
1,000-day aged cheddar?
Oh, yeah. That's good. 84 says you fry eggs in bacon grease. My grandmother used to do that.
Like hoop cheese with the black rind, the black wax and the red wax like you used to get at the country store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you could find that very easily anymore, but that's some really good sharp cheddar.
Hey, I just found our... most electrifying story of the afternoon. We're going to come back with that in just a minute. Thank you, Crawdad.
Welcome, sir. Have a good day.
You too. And by the way, as always, it's All Request Friday. If there's something you would like us to play.
People can't tell I'm hungry right now. I'm going to wait till like 7:30.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
it is. Not to rush to anything. I think we have a plan for tomorrow night that I'm waiting to put together. Something that we all like to do. At Adams Motorsports, Terry was here yesterday and talked about some of the incredible deals. It's actually a great family gift. Sometimes my dad would get things that I know he really wanted to use that we could all use, but it was really kind of, well, I'm going to justify this because I want to have this. Maybe a jet ski kind of fits that paradigm. And it was of this moment, I know they were down to like one. And at Adams Motorsports, when they're out of jet skis, they're out because they get an allotment every year based on the previous year's sales. And they go quickly. And they can get you set up with a jet ski this afternoon and on the lake tomorrow, if that's how fast you want to move. Or for Father's Day on Sunday. Given the choice between a boat and a jet ski, I'll take the jet ski anytime. It is just much more personal experience. You can go to places in a body of water you can't on a boat because they can navigate in just 6-8 inches of water. And you feel the experience much more. It's like Terry likes to say, you can drive down the same street in a car 1,000 times. The first time you're on that street on a motorcycle, it's a whole different experience. Very much the same thing when you transition from a boat to a jet ski. It's just a great way to enjoy the water. They've got them at Adams Motorsports, all motorcycles, off-road, ATV, the entire Polaris product line, and all at super low interest. In some cases, those interest rates, like with Suzuki Fest, zero. You can start your credit app at adamsmotorsports.com. They set the credit criterion, so you got a really good shot. If you got decent credit, you can get the lowest available rate at Adams Motorsports. You'll find Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And again, you can browse the inventory, start the credit app at adamsmotorsports.com. Traffic and weather together. We'll keep an eye on the Live and Fear Doppler this afternoon. We could see some thunderstorms pop up, and then we'll be back with today's most electrifying story. And you're not going to believe that. It's true, but it's so stupid, and it involves a company that many of you use. Back with the details in just a bit.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic starting out with a flourish today. In Prattville, an accident on Highway 82 at Washington Ferry Road. We have an accident on 65 southbound at Early Street. A crash involving an overturned vehicle on I-65 southbound around milepost 170. That's West Fairview. And then a minor crash on the Eastern Boulevard southbound at Carmichael Road in Montgomery. So be careful in all those locations. We'll keep you up to date on all that as we get more details. Test drive any Toyota at Reinhard Toyota. You'll automatically be in the drawing for a new gas grill for Father's Day. No purchase necessary at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very persistent and monotonous forecast is going to start to change over the next few days. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will still be around, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high around 91 and tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, scattered hit-or-miss storms will be around here and there, but gradually in the afternoon and evening hours, we'll see fewer and fewer storms. High tomorrow and Sunday in the lower 90s, 30% chance of more storms on Sunday, but only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and
outdoor furniture and company coming, and there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out, coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers, but also don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning, and if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey, Montgomery, switch to WOW and go from Spectrum to Spectacular. For a limited time, get Internet 100 for only $19.99 a month when bundled with TV. You'll also get a free DVR, a premium channel, and next-day installation is available. All on WOW's fastest 1-gig network. Switch from Spectrum and save. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Visit WOWWay.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This weekend at Kohl's, give Dad the perfect gift and get Kohl's cash. Give him an anti-gravity chair, just $49.99, or Google Home, $99.99, and get Kohl's cash. Give him the Fitbit Ionic smartwatch for $249.99, and you'll get $50 Kohl's cash. Plus, shop other great gifts store-wide and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid June 14th through 17th with promo code DADEVENT. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fast asleep on his favorite recliner. Stronger than all the dads of all the kids in your school. Able to leap small toys left on the driveway.
Look, in that minivan.
It's a guy.
It's a man.
It's my dad.
Yes, your dad. A guy who sometimes cooks dinner, but never makes the chicken the way mommy does. Your dad, who belts his louder than anyone you know. Dad, who will dole out punishment after you just wait for him to get home from work, mister. And who, on Sunday morning, doesn't want you to bother him while he's reading the newspaper on the bowl, fights a never-ending battle for beer, riding lawnmowers, and the American way!
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I think Netflix gave us reason to question their judgment when they, I don't know how many millions they gave Barack and his wife Michelle to produce propaganda for their network. Apparently Netflix, and they've lost a lot of subscribers.
Oh, no.
Say, I'm not paying to you to underwrite these two, so forget it. And so let's begin questioning their judgment with that move. the marketplace. Do you really need the Obamas to survive? Do you really think that they're the key to the next great leap in programming on Netflix? It's unreal. But the electrifying story today has nothing to do with them. But I brought that up so once again you could say this company has some odd ways of doing things. Netflix has reportedly banned workers from looking at each other for more than 5 seconds as part of its new anti-harassment rules.
What?
The new policy also bans the company's film crews from asking their colleagues for their phone numbers, according to an article in The Sun, which is a British newspaper. Senior staff went to a harassment meeting to learn what is and isn't appropriate. An on-set runner told The Sun, looking at anyone longer than 5 seconds is considered, in one word, and since this is a British story, we may as well use a British voice.
Creepy.
Yeah.
So it's tantamount to leering?
I think that's another good word for creepy, yeah.
You could look at somebody lovingly. You could look at somebody with interest. Maybe they're telling an interesting story.
5 seconds. I don't know how they enforce that. What do they start a clock? And then when you get to the 5 second mark of looking, you get, or even worse.
Ow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's weird.
This is just
it's
insane.
Overboard.
Other new rules include don't give lingering hugs. Because if you're a male employee and you hug a female employee, you don't want to feel her chest sinking into yours for too long. Because
that's why, I mean, you don't need rules for this. Just police yourself. That's why you do the side hug, like the quick, tight, you know, side hug, or you do the ass out hug. Like,
oh yeah, right.
Like, oh hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to meet you.
And somebody comes by and puts a cocktail on your keister because exactly. It's sticking out so far. Other rules include don't give those lingering hugs or touch anyone for a lengthy period of time. Don't ask out a colleague more than once if they have said no. Well, that's just common sense. If somebody says no, then you should move on. I mean, that's just common sense. And then if you're a stalker, no. It's like that scene in Naked Gun where this truck driver confronts Priscilla Presley and he says, I know when a woman says no, she means yes. So he says, will you kiss me? And she says, yes. And he says, I know you mean no. It's a funny scene.
That is pretty funny, actually.
And I think he's wearing a hat that has two boobs on the front of it or something. Steer clear of a colleague once they have said they're not interested in you and don't flirt. What does that mean?
Don't flirt. Well, there goes my show.
Well, what if I have...
I flirt with everybody.
I used to be told by female workers without prompting that I had bedroom eyes. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I know. Been working with you for 6 years. I know.
Do I make you horny, baby? The rules also encourage employees to shout, stop, don't do that again, if a colleague has been inappropriate. The on-set runner told The Sun that employees are already poking fun at the rules. It has sparked jokes with people looking at each other, counting to five, and then diverting their eyes. Netflix hasn't confirmed or denied the rules, but did release a statement to The Independent saying, we're proud of the new anti-harassment training we offer to our productions. We want every Netflix production to be a safe and respectful working environment. We believe the resources we offer empower people on our sets to speak up and should not be trivialized. So now we have the 5 second rule. And you want to make sure that all your employees, all of them, including the newer ones, understand the difference between appropriate contact and, let's say, flirting. And if it sounds like I'm killing time to find something, you are correct, but I found it.
Senator, how are you going to help the American auto worker?
Hold on 1 second, sweetie. We're going to do it.
What's that, sweetie?
Hi, Peggy. This is Barack Obama.
Obama.
I'm calling to apologize on two fronts.
Most important, man.
One was you didn't get your question answered, and I apologize. I thought that we had set up interviews with all the local stations. I guess we got it with your station, but you weren't the reporter that got the interview. And so I broke my word. I apologize for that, and I will make up for it.
That's
an apology for using the word sweetie. That's a bad habit of mine. I do it sometimes with all kinds of people. Mean no disrespect. And so I'm duly chastened on that front. Feel free to call me back. I suspect
call me back.
My press team will be happy to try to make
that's
it.
That Obama hasn't existed for a long time. That Barack Obama.
I've heard that clip several times, but it just struck me now. Who says, I'm duly chastened? Duly chastened.
Sounds like a character in a old Western.
Or Downton Abbey.
That would have been a good character in Blazing Saddles. Duly chastened, Sheriff. Something stupid. 343. So this, and I'm bringing this up because this kind of crap tends to run downhill. So if it's happening at Netflix, some of you, perhaps, who work for a real stiff company, for lack of a better term, might find yourself being told or called into a meeting with this. And God, it's like I remember the harassment seminar that we were all told to go to here. And part of the presentation was on an opaque projector.
Mm-hmm.
And
so dimmed lights.
She no longer works here. She moved on. She wasn't fired or anything. But the woman conducting this seminar is wearing a dress that looked like it had two large melons stuffed into the front. I'm guessing conservatively, and based on the wicked smile on Jerome's face, there was about 7 or 8 inches of dark line showing there. And we were laughing because this is about harassment, and she's wearing something that any flaming heterosexual man is going to take a second look at. What kind of crap is that, Joey?
Definitely notice, yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't be weird about it.
All right. Let's get back to business here because Mr. Electric brought you that electrifying story, and it's electrifying
it
from the, like, wow, I just can't believe how crazy it's getting out there. If you notice anything unusual involving the electric fixtures in your home, a buzzing sound, something that you plug in doesn't work, the outlet seems to be dead. In fact, Mr. Electric saved me hundreds of bucks. My tenant, who's a wonderful guy, said, hey, I think the refrigerator's dead. And I was prepared to have to spend, you know, $800, $1,000, whatever, for a new fridge. But he said, before you do that, he says, there is a possibility. A friend of mine came over and looked. He said, it's possible the outlet may not be working. So I called Mr. Electric. They came in and said, sure enough, that was the problem. They fixed the outlet. And what I paid for that procedure was a fraction of what a new refrigerator would have cost. These are folks that do what they call upfront pricing. So when I ask, what is it going to cost to have this outlet, you know, fixed, replaced, whatever you have to do, you get a price, and that's what you pay. There's no surprises, no shenanigans, and you are your service is being performed by master electricians, the very top of their field. When they say we'll be there at 1 o'clock, we'll be there at 1 o'clock. That's how Mr. Electric does it. If you have questions, if you'd like to learn more about the company, you can go to MrElectric.com and do that. But my suggestion is, and especially if you haven't had your wiring system, your electric system inspected or checked out for good health in a long time, have them do that. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886 or put the name and number on your fridge or someplace handy, because if you have a need, an urgent need, you'll know exactly who to call. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. We will be back in a moment. Our number is 272-9228 for your requests on this All Request Friday.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going.
guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prepel Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunday, it's time to treat them right. Get them some cologne or a brand new tie. Gonna show your daddy how you feel. He'll praise you up, you know the deal. Oh, your father walks around the house in his underwear, it's true. You can tell him that he's special with a hey dad, I love you. You know he's dad, your dad, come on. Oh yeah, he's dad, your dad, you love him. Because he's dad, your dad, you love him, you know. Your Father's Day is coming real soon and you wanna treat him right, he's dad.
It is 3:49, we got a great dad here on the phone with us. That's Legal Eagle and Local Hearthstone, yeah. Chad.
Hey guys, happy Father's Day early.
And to you too, sir.
So, I need to correct you on one thing, on the rules that Netflix have put in place. Leering is not the word you want to use. The proper and appropriate description would be ogling.
Ogling.
I'm ogling you. That means you're looking at someone with a prurient desire, right? So that's
but isn't that in the eyes of the beholder in the sense that you may not be aware that you're doing that? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Shut off our sex, turn our sex buttons to the opposition that we can't
react? What about
react
people or? Who have, like, what if you're having a grand mal seizure and you're staring off into space?
You're fired.
No, it's ridiculous. Well, you know, I do labor and employment law.
Yeah.
And that kind of reg would not be enforceable. I mean, it's ridiculous.
In fact,
overkill.
I've been waiting for you to call because I'm going to be sending you an email soon with a question.
Yeah, well, we do. We definitely tell you don't have any physical contact with a person, you know, at least offensive contact. If the person doesn't mind a side hug and that's what you do, but, you know, we kind of tell people to steer away from that kind of stuff, unless
so,
you're...
Let me make sure I understand. So it would be totally wrong for me to approach, and we have many attractive women who work here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting
Already
Company.
Broke the rule.
It would be... I did.
No, yeah, just, that wouldn't be wrong. No, that
it would
not be wrong.
But if I were to go up and go... in their presence, that would be inappropriate.
That kind of crosses the line. So,
it does.
So there's what's known in the in employment law, the welcomeness defense. So
right.
if this happens a lot.
The welcomeness defense?
The welcomeness defense. That means she wanted it, you know, or he wanted you to do it. Yeah. And it's the true defense. It actually is. So it, this usually happens when somebody gets fired, and then suddenly everything that they ever did with you consensually becomes, you know, oh, it was aggressive, and he did this or she did that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't, and you come up and say, well, wait a minute, you were always hugging on me, and all the witnesses knew that you, you know, all the other folks knew you were hugging on me, too. I mean, you know, you weren't offended by that. I'm offended, you know, so... You know,
hey, that's a good idea. New. I'll play that clip.
Oh, you got to play the offended. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I think that what we're finding out today on this ID report is now people are actually reading the meat of the report and realizing that this is really bad stuff. And
it is.
Regardless of how the IG kind of, you know, soft pedaled the executive summary. And Ray went out there and did no favor for the FBI.
No, he was visually the wrong guy.
Hey, he is the product of the senior executive service, Ray.
I learned about that today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a lifer. The senior executive service guys, they come up through the rank, you know, and they basically, everybody has the same jargon, the same speak. And, the, you know, and he went out there basically to cheerlead the FBI. And everybody's like, look, bro. You have to acknowledge to the public that that bad things happen, and just saying you're going to have a re-education camp to teach people how to be politically sensitive is ridiculous. Conservatives don't want sensitivity training. We want you to hire people who aren't biased, if that's actually possible. And it's very difficult to hire people who are not biased.
Of course,
but
it
these
is.
Guys are, but all these people that they're talking about in this report. They're all in the senior executive service rank. They're all up there, you know. And a lot of them could have been fired. The people who are what are classified as D-class employees,
they can be
fired by the president without cause right now. You know, so these are all political appointees who have been there for a while. And that was one of the mistakes that that Bush made, is he didn't get rid of a lot of those people. So a lot of those people that Bush didn't get rid of, they're now senior people, and they're Clinton folks. You know, they're Bill Clinton people.
Yeah.
All these bad actors cut their teeth in their early careers under Clinton. And this is true in the State Department, too. You know, all the senior people are the bad people that Clinton appointed that Bush didn't get rid of. You know? So, but I think that what we're going to find out is there's some indictments being referred here. There's the dual investigation.
Now, is that the stuff that's going to come out of Utah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. And five of these cases have been referred. And these guys who were leaking to the New York Times and CNN, they got them dead to rights, and they're taking and they're getting kickbacks, you know, in the form of meals and sports tickets. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose their jobs. They will lose their jobs, and that violates several ethics laws. And I'm sure they did not disclose those paid for meals and those paid for like. Tickets to the hockey game and everything on their federal disclosure forms, and that's another violation. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going to come out of this thing, and there's another half of the ID report still to come. So, so I think if you go through and you actually read the content of the report, it's really bad.
Yeah,
it makes the FBI look really bad.
I listened to a good chunk of Barron today, and he was talking about once you get past, you know, and get into the meat, the body of the report, it's pretty devastating. Chad, we're out of time. I appreciate the call.
All right, buddy. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, as we look at young Joey here at 3:55 for a word on Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Oh, yes, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He's good. He's become a good friend, not only a great sponsor here that he wants me to tell you about because it is a hot deal. Just went on the market. I told you about it earlier this week. There are already people interested. There's this place in Cloverdale, one bedroom, one bath, original hardwood floors, but with an updated kitchen, new roof, fresh coat of paint throughout. It is a great rental property if you're interested as an investment. You can buy it, rent it out, has a wonderful rental history. This thing hardly ever stays on the market. It can make you a good bit of money. So again, this is in Cloverdale, one bedroom, one bath. And if you are interested, this is the direct line to Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. And that is just one example of how Eddie Bader can find you a jewel in the river region, whether it's Lake Martin or downtown Wetumpka or the developing downtown of Montgomery or as I just said, Cloverdale. He has helped walk me through the process and open my eyes to all the things available in this housing market. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. Again, 322-0662.
Drew.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hello.
Great. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm officially calling today my 93.3 day. I started out early this morning by booking my appointment with Don Duncan for next week for the Works Oil Change.
All right.
And that can be done online. Book an appointment. Hey, at 10 minutes after 7, they were calling saying, hey, we got you in. Look forward to seeing you. So if you don't worry about calling them when they're there, you can actually go online and make your appointments for that.
Awesome.
And second, I just left Baumhauer's where I used my gift card from last week and picked up 8 pounds of wings that will be devoured later on this evening with a bunch of friends. So
cool.
Hey, John, an interesting note, I handed her the gift card that I won last week, and she looked at it and she said, where did you get this? I thought, oh, great, I got a counterfeit card. But actually, it was the first time she saw one with her new name on it. So I told her where I got it from, and she said, hey, we love those guys. So
that's nice to hear.
It made for a good weekend. Got a request.
Yes, sir.
Tom May, he used to have the... he had the prank call for the homicide investigation.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got it out. We'll play it after 4.
Great. Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. And we're also going to play the Steve Hughes clip, Offended, and we'll dedicate it to the fools at Netflix. 357.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should.